I keep praying that we're going to have a church where every Sunday something miraculous happens. Wouldn't that be nice? Because there's people out there in the world, they've never seen anything miraculous. That's what I'm aiming for. Okay, I think what the sermon title is close. The bulletin says, satisfied to be changed. And my topic is satisfied but not changed. All right. So, I want to go to Isaiah. Isaiah, the first chapter. Isaiah, the first chapter, beginning to read with the 18th verse. Yeah, the pastor always has ways to make you nervous. You realize this goes all over the place. Oh, goodness. I didn't need to hear that. All right, the 18th verse. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. How is the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Thy silver is become dross, thy wine mixed with water. I don't know who wants to drink that kind of wine. The princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves gifts and falleth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither does the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore saith the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of mine adversaries and avenge me of my enemies. And I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross and take away all thy tin. And I will restore thy judges as at first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterwards thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Okay, let's go over to Jeremiah, the second chapter, verses 30, 31, and 32. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore, say my people, we are lords. We will come no more. unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Amen. Okay, the real topic is satisfied but not changed. And I look around in the world and I see lots of people. They're satisfied with the way they're living, so they're not going to change. They're just satisfied. They're doing their thing. Satisfied but not changed, in many cases, satisfied but not redeemed. They're living their own sinful life. It's so very easy to be satisfied. Instead, we should be desiring to change. You know, a lot of us don't like change. We like to keep doing the same thing. But it's tragic when people are living in sin and they don't want to change. They want to keep going that path. Isaiah is talking about the wickedness of Judah, and especially Jerusalem. How many of you have been, any of you been to Israel? If you ever get the opportunity to go, borrow the money, whatever you have to do, and go. And when I was in Israel the first time and when I come back, I said, every church that has a young man, a new pastor, should send him to Israel. Because from that point on, when that young man deals with the scripture, he's been there. He knows what it's all about. He knows what it looks like. And it makes a difference in how you preach and teach and what you do as a minister. So Isaiah was talking about the wickedness of Judah and especially Jerusalem. I was fascinated by Israel, and I've been there a couple times. But the first time I was there, I kept praying, well, Lord, I'd really like to live here. But, you know, the Lord had other plans. But Israel is a fantastic place. Every pastor ought to go. Have you been there, Pastor? We need to send you. I'm not kidding. Okay, the prophet said, come now and let us reason together. Scarlet sins, which are red, the scripture says, can be changed to be as white as snow. You talk about change when your scarlet sins can become white like snow. We look out there this morning, we look right out the window and see the beautiful white snow. Red like crimson, which is purplish red, can be as wool. Now, scarlet in the scripture was a reference to immortality, such as a scarlet woman. And they were familiar with that in their day, and I guess we are in some of our cities. Webster says that scarlet is a grossly and glaringly offensive, meaning sinning in flagrant and scarlet fashions. Now the word says, if we are willing and obedient, we can be changed. You notice the little word if. If. It means we have to consider it and we have to decide we want to change. Now, God's word says we can enjoy the good of the land. And in America, we have really been blessed. From time to time, we see it on the news of places where they're going through drought. Now, drought in the days of the prophet here, Isaiah and Jeremiah, was one of God's ways of getting the attention of the Israelites. As long as the land was producing and everything was going along real nice, they didn't give much thought to God. But soon as drought set in, they begin to cry out to God. If we fail to reason when God speaks, we can very soon be devoured by the weapons of war. That's another thing. As we read the scriptures, so many places, it talks about wars and rumors of wars. And it's hard in any time period to see the world without war someplace. Wars and rumors of war, the scripture talks about, and we're seeing it all the time. So we can be devoured by the weapons of war. Now the word asks a question. How a faithful city became a harlot. Jerusalem had been a faithful city where justice and righteousness lodged, but now is a city of murderers. I can't picture that, and I don't appreciate that, thinking of Israel and especially Jerusalem. That way. This sounds like what has happened in Washington, D.C. from time to time. If we knew all the stuff that goes on with the people in offices in Washington, D.C., we'd be scared to death the way they operate. The word says their silver had become as dross, which means waste or foreign matter. All that silver that they depended on. Their wine was distilled, which means poor crops of grapes. So they couldn't produce good wine. It was mixed with a whole lot of water because there wasn't a good crop. Their leaders were rebels, thieves, and persons who would take bribes. Well, we know about that too. We see these people that take bribes. But one of the things that they were supposed to be doing was taking care of the orphans and the widows. But that was not happening. These people were neglected, the orphans and widows. And that's another thing. Even in the last few days, I've seen pictures of places where the orphans, the struggle. Some of these kids have, some of them because of war and different things in the area, They have no parents. They live on the streets. Can you picture one of your children would have to live on the street? Would not be good. And it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing. And you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. Not good. Therefore, the Lord says, you know, when the Lord speaks, we better listen. The word tells us he is the Lord of hosts, which means every person and every metal speaks of him. Metals throughout the world are always, always important. And I was talking here in the word about silvers. And the word says that God will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. As Christians, we need to be praying that our nation is like that. An offering in righteousness. And God said if they would turn to him, there were things that he would do. I will restore your judges. We need honest judges. And we see what happens when we don't have honest judges. Counselors. You need counselors. When I was in the ministry, I went several different times and took training to counsel. And I was glad I did, because there was always people coming, all kind of problems. And because I'd studied a little bit, you know, about counseling, I was able to help some. You can't always help all of them, because some of them, they don't pay any attention. If you even give them advice, they don't pay any attention. They go ahead doing their own thing. They're satisfied, but they're not changed. So God said he would restore to them if they did what was right, the judges, the counselors. Once again, you will be called the city of righteousness. Wouldn't that be terrific that our national capital would be listed as a city of righteousness, and the people that served out of there would serve in righteousness? What a nation we would be. Why are God's promises sometimes delayed? They're here, they're all in the Word, and we can read about the promises. But there are times when the promises are delayed. Jeremiah says, in vain I have chastened my people. No correction was being received. Think of that. And so God was chastening his people, his children. Prophets, in that time, prophets were being destroyed. There were some times in my ministry I thought, I'd like to be a prophet. But you know, the more I studied the scripture, I thought, you're crazy. What did they do to them prophets? They stoned them. Yeah, if they didn't like what they were proclaiming, they stoned them. So I thought, well, I better stay clear of that. I don't want to be a prophet. God says, see the word of the Lord. And then the writer goes on to talk a little bit here. Can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? I don't think so. What do many brides do with their attire? Find a real nice place where they can put it in a nice plastic bag of some kind and hang it where it's going to be safe, because it's important to them. I have to ask the question, is America with guilt because we have the same kind of sins as Israel had? Yes, I guess it's true. God said, my people have forgotten me days without number. I hope that none of us do that. That we ever have a day when we don't think about God. We don't think about Jesus. Think about the Word. Read the Word. So that I don't forget, I didn't have room for it in my pocket because I have this other device so you can hear me. carry a testament. I like to carry a testament in my pocket because you never know when there's something you're thinking about. And I know what the Word says. And the more you turn to the Word, the more you know where to find things. Well, that's one of the things that I have found now when I'm not in full-time ministry. You miss that. When you're in full-time ministry, your pastor will tell you there's a certain time in a week when he starts putting things together. He looks into the Word and begins to put things together, what he wants to share with us. So if you have a testament with you and you think of something, you can look it up right away. And the pastor now has given us these little cards so we can write some things down whenever he's preaching. And then when we go home, we still have it. So God said, my people have forgotten me days without number. We better not do that. Let me see if I can find what I want. When you don't mark stuff. I've got to learn to do that. I'm having trouble. Okay, what I was looking for was Timothy, the second chapter. No, 2 Timothy, the fourth chapter. Verses 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now, I know there are some pastors on television, and I'm not going to mention any names because that's not nice, but there are some that they're preaching to people, you know, itching ears. It talks about teachers having itching ears. And we see that happening. They're trying to make people feel real good about them and about their ministry. And so they'll send lots of money. I guess that's a part of it too. But when we forget God, and as the word says, days without number, we are in real, real trouble. Let me go back here to that third verse there in Timothy 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Sound doctrine. I have to say, I'm going to compliment our pastor. He stays with the word. The sound doctrine. And you listen to some of these people, and they're way out there somewhere in left field with some kind of doctrine, and you wonder, where did they get that? I didn't see that in the scripture. So we need the sound doctrine. And then another thing that happens, the fourth verse says, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. I've heard some of them. They spend their time when they're preaching just to tell some kind of stories. And even the stories don't even relate to the scriptures. But I am thankful that we have a pastor, stays with sound doctrine, puts it all together, and we get blessed. So I want to go back to my topic, is satisfied but not changed. And not only is that true of people out there in the world, but sometimes it's true with people in the church. They're satisfied where they are and are not planning on changing. And until we begin to change and come in line with the Word, let the Holy Spirit direct us, we'll be going down the wrong road. And that leads to disaster. So satisfied but not changed. We want to be people will be satisfied with what we've got, but we'll be willing to make change if there needs to be change. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for these two prophets this morning, Isaiah and Jeremiah. And I know in the days in which they served, it was difficult because many times people didn't like the message, even when it was the truth, and they would want to stone them. So I'm thankful that they stayed with the truth, wrote the truth down that God gave them, that they proclaimed, and we still have it today, and it will bless us. Help us, Lord, not to be satisfied with where we are, but to be willing to change so that we can become better and more profitable as your servants. So we give you thanks today for your eternal word and the prophets and all those of the past that have shared it, and even those now in the present that are sharing it, because that way we're getting the sound doctrine, exactly what we need to know the Lord and walk the straight and narrow path. So I give you thanks and praise this morning for the privilege just to share your word and all that you're doing. And all the people said, amen. Thank you for the opportunity.